Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with Beth Russell. She reaches out to members of the community through Moms in Prayer.
My name is Beth Russell, and I'm an area coordinator for the GLOW region, which would be Genesee, Livingston, Orleans, and Wyoming County.
So for those listeners in Pennsylvania, that's Western New York.
Yes.
So in a nutshell, what is the international group Moms in Prayer?
We are a group of praying moms that pray for schools and children.
Beth, what prompted you personally to get involved in a prayer ministry?
From Focus on the Family back in 1993. I heard it on the radio. When I heard Fern's call to be a mighty force of praying women, that your prayers do matter and God will answer and you will see changes in your school, I definitely wanted to see all of those things happen. And I was a school bus driver at the time, so I saw the need within the school. It just grabbed my heart and I said, yes, I am not a prayer warrior, but I'll just stand in the gap. And you know, the Lord just did a marvelous work in my heart, and I was able to become an area coordinator years later.
Wow.
That was in 93.
I was going to say, how long have you been doing this now?
Only 10 years as an area coordinator, but as a leader, I started in 93, but then I stopped to homeschool my children. Then when my two boys went to high school, I said, I'm going to start a Moms in Prayer group here in Attica. I had not realized that there was opportunity for an area coordinator, and I knew that God had prepared my heart for this. He was homeschooling my heart while I was homeschooling my children, and He prepared me for this moment in time.
Is this the group that is known around the world as MOPS?
No, it is not. Thank you for asking. There is confusion on that. Nope. This is MIP, Moms in Prayer, not having to do with nursery school children or preschool children. We are directed towards praying for schools and children.
Now, a Moms in Prayer group, if you could paint the picture, how often do you meet and in how many people typically show up?
We meet once a week. We pray for 1 hour. And we can have anywhere from 2 to 6 moms. But we have 12 praying for the school district of Attica.
Wow.
Two different groups.
As an area coordinator, you're overseeing several of those smaller groups, correct?
I am. My job as an area coordinator is once a year we get together and we have a training. A state coordinator has a getaway, and all of us area coordinators meet in one location. We have training that comes from the home office in California, and then whatever training we get, we bring that down to our leaders.
If you could tell us one thing that you have learned about prayer from this whole journey, what has stood out to you?
That God does hear, and He does answer. His desire is to increase our faith and our trust in Him. I know we're talking about prayer, but because we dig into the scriptures at the very beginning on an attribute of God, whether He's the holy God or He is a just God, we will look up those verses. It increases our knowledge of the Word of God so we can pray more intelligently. We get to know our God better.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It starts stirring in the spirit of the women as they pray for their children and the school.
Can you tell us about one answer to prayer that has stood out?
So we had a mom join us, and she was having a hard time getting her son up every morning. She was really struggling with that, and we prayed for her. Next time she came back, she said, my son got up the next morning, did not say a word, and just did what he needed to do and got off to school. We were amazed at that. Yep. And then another mother, not too long ago, she had a daughter who was not really making friends in school. They were just hi, goodbye kind of friends, but no real friend. And this was going on since she was 12 years old, and she was 16.
Mm.
No real friend. And we prayed, and within a matter of a week, a gal who was Chinese befriended this gal, and they became good friends. And she finally had a real friend.
Wow, I love it. God, you know, He cares. He wants us to be specific in our prayer requests.
Yes.
I know you've got an event coming up.
Yes. This event is called A Wall of Prayer. That takes in 13 school districts. We are contacting churches. We're asking for one liaison in the church to bring 2 or 3 women with her, or a college-age young lady, or a teenage girl, and come and pray with us. And this is in Pavilion, New York, November 15th from 7 to 8:30. They'll see answers to those prayers. That's the fun part when they go, oh, here's an answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, that event's happening next Friday night.
Right.
Beth, for somebody who maybe doesn't live in this area of New York, how would you encourage them to get started by being a regular prayer warrior?
I would say contact headquarters, momsinprayer.org, and see if there's a group in their area already. And if not a group, they will have somebody train you to start a group.
That's Beth Russell with Moms in Prayer. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?